Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, and this is the episode for Tuesday, November 21st. The Pistons got drubbed at home by the three-time defending Eastern Conference champion Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-88, and I got to tell you, it was not even that close. If you watched this game, you were probably donezo at about halftime. The 28-point loss was not as indicative of how the Pistons got blown out of this one by a professional veteran team. They were down by about 30-plus points, close to 40 at times throughout. LeBron James was his usual magnificent self. In the first quarter, he had 16 points, finished with 18 because he didn't have to do too much more after that. He had 8 assists, a lot of those going inside to the big man, Kevin Love, who had a game-high 19 points for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who improved to 10-7, and they are now one game behind the first-place Pistons, who are 11-6 and still one game atop the Eastern Conference's Central Division. For the Pistons, it was ugly all around. Tobias Harris led the way with 11 points in 28 minutes. He didn't really help my draft.com draft app team very much. And by the way, we got Draft Wednesday coming up tomorrow, so sign up for the app there. Reach out to me at screen name Matt, S-C-H-O-C-H, and I'll fill you in on our Lockdown Pistons contest. As far as the Pistons on Monday night, the only positive was really probably Eric Moreland, the reserve center off the bench, had 6 points and 7 rebounds. He's been a non-factor offensively lately despite getting minutes in each of the 3 games on the road trip, but it was good to see him get up some shots and look for offense. Special K, Greg Kelser on the telecast, was talking about that as well. So it was a nice notation for him that really looking up and down the box score and watching the game, kind of the only guy that stood out in a positive way was Moreland offensively, working his offense, finishing plays, even doing a nice little post move for one of those baskets as well. The Cavs, man, like I said, a veteran team. They are, they kind of remind me of the 2007 or 2008 All-Star team. They've got Jeff Green and Kyle Korver and Dwayne Wade, and Channing Frye, J.R. Smith out there, Derrick Rose injured right now, but he'll be back at some point. And then they got Isaiah Thomas for the younger crowd. And then, of course, Kevin Love and LeBron leading the way. I was kind of wondering, where's guys like Gilbert Arenas and Josh Howard out there to join them? The average age, as passed along by George and Greg on the telecast of the team, is 29 years old for the Cavaliers, highest in the NBA. But I was surprised it was that low, to be honest, when you saw some of those names of guys that felt like they were in their late 30s or mid-30s anyway. So this was one of those things that in the NBA they kind of call a schedule loss. You had the Pistons with their third game in 4 days, all in 3 different cities, with the final one coming against the Cavaliers on Monday night. The Pistons will have, thankfully, a few days off for Thanksgiving. They were going to be back in action on Friday night, where they're going to play the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road, and then be back on Monday in Boston to take on the Boston Celtics, who are just on fire. I think the winning streak's up to 15 or 16 games now. Brad Stevens has Kyrie Irving and those guys going nuts right now. So they won't be sneaking up on anyone, that's for sure. And then the Pistons will return home for a one-game home set against the Phoenix Suns a week from Wednesday. So, and then they go back on the road for some tough matchups after that. So not getting much easier. So it's one of those things you got to keep an eye on as a basketball fan, especially if you're a gambler, that the schedule and what it means for certain teams on certain nights. So if you were paying attention, you might have saw that the Cavaliers were hanging out in downtown Detroit all weekend. They went and saw Jay-Z at Little Caesars Arena on Saturday night, and then went to practice at Cass Tech on Sunday. So while the Pistons were victims of the schedule, the Cavaliers kind of took advantage of it. And it's one of those things you got to watch for. And, you know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice, and it's usually about what team to bet on this week. Well, let me tell you this. When you're betting at, it's just as important as what you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag, use promo code LOCKEDONNBA for up to 100% deposit bonus. There are a lot of online sports books out there. Mybookie.ag is the only one that gets my stamp of approval. And you know I don't give that out lightly. To get my endorsement, I've got to personally use them, and I have, and that means that they have to be the best. And mybookie.ag is by far the best sports book I've used. Mybookie.ag has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, So off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, it just takes about 2 business days. You get your money. It's no different from betting in a glitzy Las Vegas casino, but you can do it right from your smartphone. Trust me. Go to mybookie.ag, place your bets, and tell them I sent you using promo code LOCKEDONNBA. It'll help out the show as well. So get over there and get the best odds anywhere.
Yes, sir!
So kind of a dud for the Pistons as they head into the Thanksgiving break, and now that you're going to be looking for things to talk about with your family over the holidays, the Pistons could be one of them for the first time in many years. They're sitting at 11-6 in the Eastern Conference top part, although, like I said, the tough taste in the mouth as LeBron James kind of put them in their place a little bit on Monday night, but a really tough stretch coming up for the Pistons. I wanted to kind of go over the schedule a little bit with you to kind of get you prepared for what might be coming for the next few weeks. It's a really tough stretch coming up in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, especially that first half of the stretch. So first of all, starting with Black Friday on Friday night, the Pistons are going to be playing 14 games in 29 days with some cross-country trips, some across-the-Midwest trips as well. So it's going to be tough and a lot of tough opponents coming up. As I did the math, I figure they're going to be underdogs in about 7 of their next 8 games, and pretty heavily ones too. They're going to be at Oklahoma City on Friday, at Boston on Monday, and then home against Phoenix on the Wednesday after that. And then they're going to be at Washington, at Philly, at San Antonio, at Milwaukee, and home against Golden State. So like I said, they're probably going to be underdogs in all but that Phoenix game where they'll be heavy favorites, but they're going to be pretty heavy underdogs in the rest of those games, especially as they continue sliding a little bit. Oklahoma City maybe has a good chance for a win. Philadelphia and Washington, San Antonio, Milwaukee. I didn't look deep enough to see if any of those teams are coming off of back-to-backs, so maybe you might have a schedule victory in there somewhere, but that's like a really tough stretch. Like I said, 6 of their next 7 games are on the road, with the Phoenix one being the only break of a home game, and then they come home for Golden State after that. So, like I said, 7 of 8 of their next games, they'll probably be underdogs for. And if you're being an optimistic fan, maybe you think they're going to go 3-5 in that stretch. They beat Phoenix, and maybe they can beat Oklahoma City and Philly, or maybe Oklahoma City and Milwaukee, or maybe Philly and Milwaukee. But like I said, not a lot of chance. They haven't had any success against Washington in recent years. Boston's killing everybody. San Antonio, Milwaukee, Golden State. I mean, these are tough games. So if they do, like I said, if they do go 3-5 over that stretch, then they're sitting at 14-11. They've gone through a really tough stretch there. But then, like I said, before Christmas, before you see your family members again for the next holiday, they got 6 games that are very winnable. So they'll probably be favored in all 6 of the next games right before Christmas time. They're going to be home after the Golden State game at home. They're going to be home against Denver. They're going to go to Atlanta and Indiana with revenge on their minds against the Pacers. Home for Orlando, at lowly Dallas, and then home for the Knicks on December 22nd, a few days before Christmas. So it could be a wild swing of emotions from when you carve the turkey for the Pistons at 11-6 and then maybe sitting at 500 or so early in December and then boosting that record back up come Christmas time to about 19-12 or 18-13. And of course, streaks are meant to be broken. Maybe they'll go real good in the first stretch and then real bad in the second stretch against some bad teams. You never really know, and we're not going to break down each of the games on the schedule if it's going to be a win or a loss at this point, because there's so many factors and injuries and guys shooting well and guys playing well and the energy that comes out on a night-to-night basis and how the matchups shake down as well. But just be prepared, Pistons fans. The possibility that this team could be at or near around 500 by the time the defending champion Golden State Warriors leave town in a few weeks there. So something to think about. Stay with this team for a while. They've given themselves a nice cushion with the early, with the nice start there, and it could be downhill for a while, but never fear. Come late December, come Christmas time, you might have fallen off the bandwagon and then gotten back on the bandwagon by that time that it comes around. So some talking points for your relatives this Thanksgiving that you can pass the cranberry sauce and talk about the Pistons with. A big opportunity was lost by the Pistons on Monday night in front of a large home crowd of 20,491. That was the same announced attendance from the opener against Charlotte at Little Caesars Arena. there were a lot of empty seats in the crowd again. I think that the one of the main culprits that doesn't get as much talked about for the lack of attendance is that really on the TV screen, those bright red seats really stand out. And I think, I know that's been covered on this podcast a little bit before, but that was the one that kind of stood out to me tonight is that, yeah, there were empty seats, but they really stand out on television with those bright red seats that they have there at Little Caesars Arena. But Duncan Smith pointed that out on Twitter too, that that was kind of the main shame of this Cavaliers blowout is they had a chance to some people on TV tuning into the Pistons for maybe the first time this year or the first time in a while, hearing about a team that's been winning quite a bit, and then they just lay a complete egg there. So a tough one. But join us again on Wednesday for draft.com and also on the draft app. Follow me on the app at Matt, S-C-H-O-C-H, all one word there. When you do sign up, use the promo code LO Pistons, all capital letters there, and get $3 added to whatever you put into the account. That's enough to get you into the Locked On Pistons Draft Wednesday contest. If you follow me through the app, I'll invite you into the contest, and we'll draft on Wednesday about an hour before game time. There's a full slate of NBA games on Wednesday night, although the Pistons will not be one of the teams playing on Wednesday night in that full slate. But there is going to be a bunch of teams playing on Wednesday night, the day before Thanksgiving. So a lot of great players to choose from there. But we'll be talking on Wednesday's podcast about the weekend ahead. We will not have a podcast on Thursday. We probably won't have one on Friday. But if some news breaks or something big happens with the Pistons, we'll come back on Friday as well. But again, Friday night, Oklahoma City, the Thunder, they picked up Paul George in the offseason in a trade with the Indiana Pacers, and they've kind of really struggled. And, of course, they also got Carmelo Anthony over there now, too. So they lost to the New Orleans Pelicans on Monday night. They dropped to 7-9, and they've got to still go to Golden State on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, before playing the Pistons at home the day after Thanksgiving. So a little bit of holiday travel for them. And, of course, going to Golden State means that Westbrook against Durant, if Durant is back and playing. And it means, of course, again, that Oklahoma City probably drops another game and moves to 7-10 before the Pistons come in town. And then on Monday, the Pistons will be in Boston. The Celtics just knocked off the Dallas Mavericks in overtime for their 16th straight win. So they appear unbeatable right now, but I wouldn't quite cross that one off. They're going to be knocked off someday, of course, and they're not the unbeatable team that their record might suggest. So, and the fact that they went to overtime with the Mavericks tonight shows that maybe they're running out of a little bit of steam from this early season surge that they've had. So I wouldn't cross that one off the list quite yet. And Oklahoma City, like I said, at 7-10, the Pistons might have a chance in that Friday night game as well. And then they'll be coming home on Wednesday to take on the lowly Phoenix Suns, who are basically a bunch of kids. I mean, that's the youngest roster really in the NBA probably. So a real good chance for the Pistons to get at least one win of these next few games, as we mentioned early on in the podcast. But I want to thank you guys for joining us for another edition of Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Check us out at mybookie.ag and also thedraft.com and the Draft app. And if you know anyone who's looking to advertise for those coveted male demographic of young males, 21 to 55, that's pretty much all of our listeners. We've got studies that show it. We've got the numbers in. So if you know anyone who's interested in possibly advertising and getting their word out to Detroit Pistons fans on the daily podcast, get in touch with me at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, and another underscore after that. And follow the new Lockdown Pistons Twitter handle as well. That's just Lockdown Pistons. That's an easy one to remember. But we'll talk to you one more time before the Thanksgiving holiday for a Wednesday podcast. The Pistons dropped a tough one on Monday night to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Got crushed out of their own arena in downtown in front of a nice crowd of fans looking for the new look Pistons to show some new effort. But it just wasn't meant to be, as the Cleveland Cavaliers put the Pistons back in their place. But still, 11-6 and a great start to the season for Stan Van Gundy's crew, who will continue with a tough stretch after the Thanksgiving holiday and a little bit easier one right before Christmas, before the new year comes around. But thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later, everyone. Have a good one.